It's a spectacular story. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, the Holy Spirit descended upon the early church leaders and enabled them to miraculously speak languages they didn't know. But notice that there was an important prerequisite for this miracle. Acts 2:1 says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." There was unity, all of them of one mind. Today, the work of God desperately needs the power of the Holy Spirit. But for that to happen, that same kind of unity is needed. A single-minded commitment to mission and ministry, a focus on what really matters and not on what really doesn't. When the church figures out what's actually important and doesn't major in minors and bicker and argue, we'll see the Spirit of God move with power. Let's do all we can to hasten that day. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.